We're in Siman Tav Kuf Vav, Sif Beis. The Machaber says, "Ein merakten hakemach b'tchila afilo al yedei shinui." You're not allowed to sift flour, even in an abnormal fashion. Avol imrikdo me'esmo. But if you sifted it yesterday, v'nafa botzur o kisim, and then a pebble of some sort or a piece of wood fell into the flour, v'rotza l'rakdu pam shenis, and now you want to sift it again, mutar afilo shinui. Then you're allowed to do that even without a abnormal fashion. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it must be that the pebble fell in on Yom Tov, because if it fell in before Yom Tov, then once again you should have actually done the sifting again before Yom Tov, and then if you want to do it on Yom Tov, you would need to do it with a shinui, as we have a general rule that anything which could have been done on Erev Yom Tov, you want to do it on Yom Tov, will be need to done through a shinui. The Ramah comments, "Yesh omrim demutar litol hatzor al kesem biyado, aval yesh machmir ve'osrim." There are some who say that you are allowed to take the pebble out with your hand, but there are some who are machmir on this, meaning that you are not allowed to remove it with your hand. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that even this opinion agrees that doing the sifting on Yom Tov when you couldn't have done it before Yom Tov would for sure be mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we should really be nohig like this opinion, that you should not take it out with your hand. Why should you not take it out with your hand? So there are Sharetzi and quotes a machlokes between the Chayei Adam and Shulchan Aruch HaRab. The Chayei Adam says that anything which is normally done on in a Borer fashion on during the week, then on Yom Tov, you need to do it in not the normal fashion that you do during the week. Even though really Borer should be mutter on Yom Tov because it's Ochel Nefesh, still we say that you need to do it in a different way than you normally do it during the week. And that's why you would not be allowed to take the pebble out with your hand, because that's the way it's normally done on a non-Yom Tov day. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, based on this Chayei Adam, if you have a bug in a cup and you want to take out the bug, you shouldn't take out just the bug, but you should take out some of the liquid along with the bug, because taking out the bug would be the normal way to do it during the week, and that's why we should not do it in that fashion. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees and says the reason that it's a problem to do Borer in this case is not because it's a normal way to take out the pebble with your hand, but rather it's because removing pebbles from flour is something which is normally done for long-term purposes. And anything which is done for long-term purposes, even Borer, is going to be Aser, as we saw regarding Tochen, that those malachas which are done for long-term purposes, even if they could be for Ochel Nefesh, if it's long-term purposes, it's going to be prohibited. So therefore, something which is not normally done, like flour, which is not normally sifted just for that day, it's normally sifted for longer periods of time, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's going to be prohibited. And according to that, if you wanted to remove a bug from a cup of liquid on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to do it in the normal fashion. The Dirshu brings that Rav Nissen Karelitz Paskin like the Chayei Adam, and therefore you would need to do it in an abnormal fashion, whereas Rav Yashiv said we Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and therefore you'd be allowed to take out bones from meat or fish in the normal fashion, because that is not normally done for long periods of time. And so too, taking the tea bag out of the water would be permissible. There'd be no issue of Borer that the water is now dripping out of the tea bag, because that is normally done for a short period of time, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch HaRav would say it would be mutter, whereas Chayei Adam would say that since this is a normal way to do Borer during the week, you would not be allowed to do it on Yom Tov either. When it comes to non-food items like books or silverware or something like that, so Rav Yashiv says that since there's no Ochel Nefesh involved in that, so then the din of Borer on Yom Tov is like Shabbos, and everyone would agree that it's going to be prohibited, and it would be Asur Midoraisa to do such Borer on Yom Tov. Whereas Yeshua Yaakov says that we have the rule of Mitoch Shehutra Letzorach Ochel Nefesh Hutra Avshalo Letzorach, that since it is mutter for Ochel Nefesh purposes, the Malacha of Borer, so too for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes, Borer is going to be mutter, and that is what the Shevet HaLevi says as well, that you're allowed to do Borer on non-food items because of the rule of Mitoch. So we basically have machlokes whether we apply the rule of Mitoch to Borer or not. Continuing in Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, "V'im lo nafal b'davar el asherot zalarakto shenis kedei sheya pasna." If a pebble never fell in, you did the sifting on Erev Yom Tov, and now you want to do it again on Yom Tov just to make so that you have the finest flour possible, tzarech shinui ksas kagon al gabei shulchan, then you need to do some sort of shinui when you do it now, even though it's Ochel Nefesh, because l'maisa you could have done it on Erev Yom Tov. The Ramah comments, "Vu adin demutar lasos haydein yehudi afilo tchilas harakidei mishanek sas." So too, you could have a non-Jew do it if he does it even as long as he does a little bit of a shinui, because since there's an opinion which says that you're allowed to do it, and the Jew would be allowed to do it through a shinui, so therefore we would rely on a non-Jew doing it through a shinui because of this minority opinion. Sif gemal halash isa b'yom tov, someone who is kneading a batter on Yom Tov to make dough, yachol hafshim en achal o licha l'koin, you're allowed to separate challah on Yom Tov and bring it to a coin. Afilu hifrisha me esmal, even if the challah was separated yesterday, before Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it to the Kohen on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though you're not allowed to separate Trumas u'Maisros on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're fixing the object or you are sanctifying the object, when it comes to kneading the dough, we are makil. The reason is because since you're allowed to make a dough on Yom Tov, because it is better to have fresh bread than non-fresh bread, they were also matir to take challah on Yom Tov. And even if you separated yesterday, we allow you to bring it on the day of Yom Tov.